My name's Dave Fallowfield, and my father's name was Robert, and he were a horseman, worked up land. I grew up in Lincolnshire, and out Selby, and other side of Wetherby. We came back from there to home farm at Alton, and we went from there to Water Egg Farm down Fleet Lane, and I was 5 years old. At that time, they used to have hirings for farm hands back end of the year after harvest. And because that's where he had to go, where he could get a job. And, as a horseman, so he went down to Lincolnshire.
And as a horseman, what were his kind of duties? What can you remember what that job involved?
Well, ploughing and doing all farm work with horses.
This is in the days before tractors,
oh,
presumably.
Aye, four tractors.
So when you were moving around then, can you remember what kind of places you lived in?
The only place I could remember much about were Bickerton, other side of Wetherby. There were no inside toilets, no bathrooms. There were dry ash pits outside. One thing that I remember about Bickerton were they had huntsmen, hounds chasing foxes. And we were there, me and my brother, and we were tallyhoing them on and all the rest of it. And fox came to gate where we were, and we opened gate, and it went into coal place, and we shut door. And then the horsemen and them went by. And when they gone by, we let it out, fox out. I always remember that. But I don't remember much about living there anyway.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have six brothers, no sisters, and I'm seventh.
And your dad, do you know where he originated from?
As far as I know, he originated from round home and Spalding Moor, Market Wheaton Way.
And what was Water Egg Farm like? What went on there?
They were just ordinary farm, cows and arable land and whatnot. My dad was horseman there. They were only my father and farmer at Hunt Farm anyway. There were only two of them.
Who owned that farm?
Briggs's. Briggs's, them at Hunt Pit. Water Egg Pit. And well, there were umpteen Briggs's pits round about anyway.
And they had the farms as
well? Well, they had farms. Same at Whitwood, they had farms at Whitwood with Briggs's.
So where did you go to school when you came back to Woodlesford?
Alton School. They called one Thacker. There was another one, Miss Beckett. She were in really juniors.
When you were growing up on the farm, did you play around where the pit was then?
No. Unofficially, we didn't play around there anyway. We used to go onto Wagging Roads as far as that goes, but we weren't supposed to.
When did you leave school?
When I was 14. I went to... we finished up at Carton School then, Rothwell.
Because you moved...
We moved up Leadwell Lane.
You moved again, had you?
We moved up Leadwell Lane and we had to go to Carlton School. And I finished there.
So you were only at Water Egg Farm for...
7 years. And the reason we've had to flit is because he couldn't afford to pay him, my father, his wage. He got another job, and it was market gardening, and we went up Leadwell Lane.
When you were a boy then at Waterhead Pit, did you have much to do with the main railway?
No.
Because it wasn't far away. It was just
no.
Down
the thing. We were on the other side of Field of Beds anyway. Because we saw, when we were down there, we saw Zeppelin go over. It was going towards Castleford. It was going in between the river and canal and railway, and it were in between them, and it was going towards Castleford.
What was your first job then after you left school?
Market gardening. And I finished up last in our family to come off at land.
How old were you then?
Probably about 23.
Do you know why that was then?
Because I wasn't earning enough money. I was married. No one turning enough money, so I went to Pitt, Water Egg Colliery. And I, well, maybe a year, 18 months, I was doing all sorts of jobs at Pitt. Because we were told, engineer told us then, no, me and another lad started the same day, that he wanted us to be utility men. We'd go anywhere. If anybody were playing well, they could say, oh, go do that job. I need to be done.
What year was that you actually started?
1954. Frank Lake was engineer. Billy Williams was manager.
Did you go to the pit? Did you want to get a job down the pit?
No, but he should have asked us. When we started there, when we went for a job, the engineer should have asked us if he wanted to go down pit, and he didn't. He just wanted to... Just wanted to sit on the surface, that's all. But the other lad at Jetson started the same day as me. He went out pit, but I didn't. I arranged to go for training about 3 or 4 years after I had started at pit, to training to go down the pit. My brother got killed up here at Mount Pleasant a fortnight before Christmas, and I wouldn't go then. That were it. So I stopped on the surface.
What was it like working on the surface when you first started?
It was all right, it was great. It was a hell of a lot more money than I've been getting market gardening. I'd only been getting £5.10 a week, and that wasn't enough.
And can you remember what it went up to, what you were getting?
Not exactly, but the first week's wage I drew from working at Pitt were treble, but I'd worked over every night. Worked over while 6 o'clock or 7:30.
What time did you start work?
Seven at morning.
And in that first period then, as a utility man, what kind of work did you do?
I can't remember that. There were that damn many jobs, as far as I could, but I finished up on one job. It lasted, I was on that a bit, and it was at Basin, with a little put coal into boats and Tom Puddings. And I was on there, good few months, and then I was transferred, took me off of that job, and I went on to another one, and we're emptying wagons of small coal. Fed it into a bunker, and lorries took it away. Well, Foreman Shunter, he lived on Essel Lane, and I got right pally with him, and from getting pally with him, I got to be a shunter. It would be roughly about 18 months, 2 years, something like that, and then I got to be shunting, and then I eventually got local driving.
Tell me about what you had to do when you were a shunter. What did that involve? What you started your shift. Can you remember what the routine was?
Well, you started your shift. We used to start at 7 o'clock on what we called at top end at pit. Where all empty sidings were. The first job was to go into Lansale. That was where the put waggies of coal in for lorries to pick up bag coal. You'd empty to take out of there, then you'd to bring four ones back to replace the empties you took out.
And this is coal that's going to people's houses, basically.
Aye. And then you'd be getting empties into pit or going down into the other end of pit to collect four ones to go onto the railway. And that carried more or less carried on all day. You were either doing one thing or other, either putting empties in or taking full ones onto the bank.
And the full ones, which end of the pit were they kept at?
Top end.
And what do you mean by the top end? Do you mean the bit near the village or the bit at the far end?
Bit near the village.
That's what you call the top end?
Top end at pit, aye. Other one were bottom end. Well, there were sidings at both ends. Sidings at bottom, took coal wagons in there ready for picking up, and then you took them up to the other end to park up for railway to take out. It was gravity fed. You could empty wagons that were up on sidings at top end of pit. Whatever you wanted, 3, 4, or 10 or whatever, you could uncouple them off, break what down what you didn't want, and you could lower them off into pit.
And would they run on their own weight, so to speak?
Yeah, yeah. Over the way, the way before they went in to be filled up, then they were filled up and they went out the other end. But went under screens and washed and went out the other end.
And were they weighed again?
Weighed at the other end full.
And what were the wagons, what did they look like? Were they the...
full wagons.
Were they the pit's own wagons, or did they come off the railway?
Well, there'd be so many of them, your own wagons, because what you filled in your own wagons, a lot of them went at basing. Other ones would be pole wagons. Big grey things, 16 tonners.
And those were railway wagons that went out on the trains?
Well, they went to pole wagons during war. They were all, before war, they were all names and advertising and all damn sort, and then they all went to pole wagons. They all finished up with pole wagons.
How many of those wagons would be on the pit at any one time, do you reckon?
Well, I don't know. We should get about 40 a day in, depending what orders were. But we used to get about 40 a day in. Used to coming up at railway, and then there were internal wagons that you filled and all.
So you used to get the empty wagons, you'd run them under where they were loaded with coal, and then they'd still go under their own gravity into a siding. What happened to them after that?
Well, we used to pick them up with engine. We used to pick them up with engine and take them up. We used to take them, depending on how many were into what we call cutting, there might have been 15, 20. We used to take them up into and put them on railway. Others, internal wagons, take them to the basin.